You tie consciousness into 2012, into Atlantis, into the Mayans. Why?
The underlying story between all of these, and actually most subjects that we speak of in esoteric philosophy and metaphysics, ties to consciousness. And it's such a preeminent underlying story to all of these because consciousness is something that is changing. And this change is why man used to be Atlantean and used to be Lemurian and used to be Hyperborean and will be something else in the future. So man is progressing as we try to learn what God is. And that takes a long time. It's been ensuing for millions of years. And it goes back to the stories of Adam and Eve and how we were first born in the astral and then in the physical. And being born in the astral, which is when we speak to Adam Codman, actually has a strong connection to Atlantis, because when we were Atlanteans, we would also have had to have been very psychic. Being more etheric and not being as physical meant we would have had a connection to the astral plane. And anyone now that's psychic, for example, or a clairvoyant or a medium, has a strong Atlantean connection, because back then we were dealing with emotions and learning emotions. The astral plane itself is called the plane of emotions, but that is one of the planes of consciousness. We develop those things. We're also developing our ego, our ability to think and reason now, which is why we have an Indo class of man, and we are trying to go somewhere with all of this and tie all of these paths together. And that's what 2012 is speaking to. When we reach that point, December 21st, 2012, something starts changing. The world becomes conducive to us regaining our psychic abilities, regaining our lost instincts, and reconnecting them all, including our current thinking ego, and reasoning why we can have this nirvana, this sense of oneness that will be our future. So it's a progressive stage. Atlantis underscores that story. They tried to preserve it and tell us this, and this is why all the temples, this is why all the symbols of the Ouroboros, how a life goes around a great circle. This is why the connection to Quetzalcoatl, which is another symbol of the Ouroboros, this serpent eating its tail, and why the swirling galaxy is a symbol that they all revered. So consciousness is changing and it's progressing. This is why we know that we will actually survive the catastrophes that are expected to some degree after the event of 2012, because the Earth and the environment must change to support our changing. Now, if we're going to become more psychic, I mean that basically everybody in the world, because we all will have succeeded to get this far, will start sensing things, we'll be more psychic, we'll see life on the other planes like those that have passed over, we'll see higher levels of consciousness like ascended masters, Jesus, Mother Mary, Maitreya, Buddha, all these great wisdom people that have passed on. We'll start seeing angels, we'll start seeing nature people, because we will have removed the blocks to it. Now, let me give you an example. When people have had past lives experiences, some remember it, some don't. I suspect it's those that have actually taken a blow to the head from all the people I've interviewed, and that sort of releases this hold that our subconscious mind has on our ability to perceive these other realms. Well, the changes in around 2012 will automatically do that, so everybody will start being more psychic and sensing other levels of consciousness.
Christian, you are convinced that there could be a calamity. I'm convinced that something's going to happen with the sun. Originally, years ago, I thought maybe we're going through an earth change of enlightenment and, you know, people would start caring more about each other. I don't believe that anymore. I think they were aware of something. And if anything, that what these messages may be, they may be warnings to us to shape up. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's not quite that, George. What I think is that because the ancients knew we would be progressing towards a higher level of consciousness, and they knew that the world would have to change to support it, they didn't want us to have the fear that these calamities would naturally instill in our minds. I mean, when we're seeing calderas going off or the earth shifting, perhaps the earth will flip, great tidal waves, enormous cosmic waves coming from the center of the galaxy. All these things could normally strike fear in us, but the ancients were saying, no, it's a normal process, okay, and that we've actually learned the hard lessons. We have to get through it, but hand in hand with those calamities, we are going to start sensing changes in us. Like right now, when I ask all my audiences all over the country what changes that they've noticed, they all notice the time has sped up. And everywhere, people are starting to see nature spirits and angels and life in other realms. So these sort of go hand in hand. I don't think the calamities were to mark an end at all, like a lot of people want to interpret the calendars, since the ancients have always said it's simply a middle point. It's a point where major change will occur in mankind himself, and it goes part and parcel with physical changes. So I don't think it was just a warning. I think they were giving us a heads up that we're going to go through one phase so we can get to the one we're looking for. I don't believe that nirvana or this oneness is something that will occur right away either, because, again, we have two more races of man, so to speak, to go through. But it's a point where we will realize that, wait a minute, science alone isn't answering the questions. Physical laws don't work quite anymore because we can't ignore that we're having experiences, and there's too much proof of things going on. There's too much proof of extraterrestrials, for example. So we have to slowly be open to these things. You know, George, when I work with people around the country, I try to prove existence of other realms. I try to show people in the audience, angels, nature spirits, and you know what comes up a lot? It's extraterrestrials. I know it's hard to believe, but when we have people on this earth who we call star people, those that have a connection mm-hmm. to other worlds, they actually have a totally different kind of guide that we see around other people. And there are ways, by the way, to show audiences how to see the energetic form and outlines of all these different types of beings. And we see something that looks very much like grays, shorter, thin people with triangular heads. And this is where the New Age speaks to something called the Greys, or you may speak of it on your show a lot, and extraterrestrials. And they are messengers. They're here to start giving us the insights. After 2012, they will innately know certain things, and they will start sharing that. So this midpoint is the biggest midpoint of any life ever, at all of mankind. And so there's going to be so much change. When there's change, there's fear. So that, I think, is the underlying purpose.
Now, this message that we're going to hear from them around 2012, will it be direct or indirect?
Well, it's going to play out over eons, first of all, since we're only at the halfway point of physical man's existence or humankind's existence anyway. But it will start coming quickly because as we progress back up the arc, we move more quickly. Even though this Indo-physical mankind that we're in now has actually been, a few million years, we're going to progress so fast that these changes are going to come hard, fast, heavy, could cause fear, and could cause a lot of enlightenment in those people that are ready.